Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we'll be talking about destroying comfort zones. You might be familiar with the concept of adding a chaos monkey to your system so that things break occasionally and forcing you to build better, more resilient systems, right? Well, I have a take that's quite similar, but one that's talking about how you can create better culture, better leadership, better teams, not just the tech, but actually introducing some chaos into the lives of the people. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying we should be throwing rocks at people or something. I am saying that people should very regularly be pushed out of their comfort zones, because if you're within a comfort zone, you might be delivering well, you might be executing on time, but you are not growing. Growth comes from doing novel things. Just as your muscles grow when you take on more weight, when you do progressive overload, you need to do the same with yourself and with your people. Rarely does anything worthwhile happen when people are simply cruising along and not being challenged. So for this week, I have a few very interesting ideas that I'd like you to use, either for yourself as the leader or for the team, and I challenge you to pick at least one to try in the next couple of months, and I'd love to hear how things are going for you. But the most important thing here is to realize that if you are working day in, day out, feeling like you have had a routine and things are simply cruising along, then you are not growing. You are not improving. You are not learning anything new, at least not at the meta level of how you are doing things. You might be learning new things about the business or about your role or about your people, but are you learning to be a better leader? Is your team learning to be more effective, more productive? And for all that to happen, you have to regularly push, poke, and prod them out of their comfort zones. So without further ado, here are some ideas. First, when you are hiring, consider not hiring based on experience, but hiring more for potential. Some of the best hires I've seen were people who came lacking some experience and grew at an immense speed. If you only aim at seniors with a proven track record, you're going to miss out on these high potential, highly motivated individuals. Next, consider shuffling responsibilities, big or small, in order to have people do things they are not accustomed to doing. As an example, stop letting those 2-3 senior engineers be in charge of handling all the critical production issues. Force them to not touch a keyboard the next time there's an issue in production. They will have to watch from the side and maybe mentor someone else, but they cannot solve the problem themselves. Drop 50% or even 100% of the meetings on your calendar for the next couple of weeks. Don't reschedule. Simply do not attend. Don't attend statuses, overviews, etc. What will go wrong? That's the interesting question. I have an episode called the Calendar Reset, where I take this to another extreme. But you should start with canceling at least half of the meetings on your calendar for a couple of weeks and see what happens. It's going to be interesting, I promise you that. Or let's take the other side of the coin and say, how about you have a blitz of a one-on-one week with at least 15 employees who are not your direct reports, and so you have not talked to them in a while. Have just one-on-ones to hear how things are going. You'd be surprised what you might learn. And also, how about considering some swaps? For example, a brain swap sprint where some people change teams. And so if you have different squads, you can move engineers from one to the other, especially if it means they're going to work on things they're not proficient with or handle parts of the product they don't usually work with and so forth. You're going to get an exchange of ideas, you're going to get an exchange of practices, sharing knowledge, and creating a better bond between your entire engineering organization. Similarly, you can have even a bigger swap, which is a shadowing swap. Instead of having engineers do engineering stuff in other teams, you can create a sprint where people have to shadow other people in the organization. They can shadow customer support, they can shadow product, they can shadow sales, marketing, and so forth. And why? Because being so intimate with what other people are doing will, first of all, increase their product mastery, which I have a whole episode about, but will also make it so they understand what their colleagues are doing. I'm sure you've seen how some people tend to disregard the efforts of someone doing work they don't know. So, for example, we might say, what are marketing people doing the entire week? Or, why do we even need a community manager? And so forth. Actually getting some friction, having people see these, especially if it means shadowing people in roles where there's direct contact with customers, prospects, clients, will allow them to grow and will create a better, more solid communication throughout your business, not just the engineering organization. And lastly, simply have a hackathon that does not come with all the preparedness and direction that some hackathons tend to get. Provide your team with Slack, you know, a sabbatical week, all right? Let's not call it a hackathon. A sabbatical week or 3 days of a sabbatical where they get time to do whatever they think is worthwhile doing. And then at the end, you have a demo day and everyone has to show what they spent that time on. No pre-planning, just let them do whatever, knowing they have to stand up in front of the group or in front of the Zoom and have everyone see what they've been up to and let them do stuff. They might upgrade tools, they might fix some bugs, they might try a new approach of something, they might even just read a book. I don't care. The point is pushing them outside of the mode where they usually have tasks handed over to them with clear deadlines, and now they are masters of their own time and priorities. This is especially nice if you have some dead time between road mapping for quarters and so forth. And if you have any other cool ideas, let me know. I'll be happy to share them in my newsletter. So reply. And again, if you try anything out, share how it has worked for you. I'll be happy to hear both good stories and bad stories. And as always, if you have not yet, I implore you to subscribe to my newsletter, which is by far the best newsletter online for tech executives. You can find the link in the show notes. And other than that, thank you for joining me and talk soon.